Let's talk about the games we are going to pick. We all got to pick. So we're going to pick four games apiece. We have our own two picks that we freelance, right? And then we have two games that Dylan has
that are mandated.
That he's mandated.
Federal law, international law.
Dylan has mandated LSU at South Carolina and Cincinnati at the Chiefs. Those are the mandated games. So do we want to start, guys, with LSU at South Carolina?
I agree. Let's do it. Go ahead.
All right. Well, Mike, start us off.
All right. How about this? LSU, I think, has had some bumps in the road. South Carolina, we just talked about their star edge rusher that's very Jadeveon Clowney-esque. Here's the issue for them. LSU's tackles, their offensive tackles, might both be All-American caliber. Very, very good on the offensive line for LSU. Line's fishy after South Carolina coming off a massive win. I'm going to take LSU -6.5 on the road at South Carolina. LSU -6.5.
LSU, corrective emotional experience in Columbia, South Carolina. LSU 31, Whoa, South Carolina 27.
There's the key word, Bo. I told you it was coming. Took what? 2 hours.
We had a side bet.
Keyword.
If you would do that phrase. You just
corrective
said,
emotional experience.
Corrective emotional experience. We put it on the clock it in video this morning. I said, Rob,
it's
how
like
long
Pee-wee's Playhouse. We do the word of the day by screen.
And you did it. Well, guys, Dylan, what's my record? What am I?
You are currently 3-4.
3-4?
Yes, I don't like being that predictable.
It's really early in the season, and I don't need to go against you guys, so I won't. I'm with y'all. I think LSU is going to show up. I think Brian Kelly is going to be angry that we're here again. And I think he might be a fraud as a person, but he's a hell of a coach. Give me LSU -6.5.
You don't know him personally.
You know what? You remind me of somebody else sitting in that chair. All right. Next game. Bengals at Chiefs. I will start the show on this one. Bengals have been running their mouth a little bit. Joe Burrow might have some scar tissue in his wrist. It is in Kansas City, and they have played well there. But not this week.
Mm.
Give me the Chiefs to cover the 5.5.
Yeah, what is Joe Burrow 3-1 against Patrick Mahomes? Even though I don't like that quarterback versus quarterback thing, but, you know, something to talk about. I think the window is kind of rapidly closing for the Bengals. Joe Burrow can't stay healthy. They seem to be in a bit of disarray. Embarrassing loss to New England. Just a flaccid offense last week. Chiefs win at 38-21.
Yeah, Cam Taylor-Britt comes out and says, Xavier Worthy, he just runs in a straight line. That's about it. Well, you know what? Fastest route to the end zone is going to be in a straight line as well. I hate that we, you know, clean slate this thing, but I like Kansas City as well. To pick this one up. There's just too many other things going on around the Bengals right now for me to believe they can get it all lined up and beat a good team like Kansas City.
All right, Rob Tribble, you get your very own lock of the week, and I say we start with are you doing two college?
I'm doing one pro, one college.
Perfect. Let's start with your college pick then, sir.
All right, the Wolves of West Georgia heading up to just east of Louisville to take on Eastern Kentucky. Eastern Kentucky's dreadful. West Georgia falls to Abilene Christian last week. Abilene Christian only lost to Texas Tech 52-51. Mm. Corrective emotional experience for West Georgia. They get it done on the road 35-20 over Eastern Kentucky to go to 2-1. West Georgia now in the FCS, by the way.
Go Wolves,
they beat
baby.
Sanford
go
this
Wolves.
Year. Beat Sanford this year.
That might be the new most random game the weekend. Yeah. Mike?
Nice.
I'm also going to go to my alma mater for this one, but I'm not going to pick them to win. I'm just going to go simply with the Bama-Wisconsin under 50. Bama's favored by 15 or 16 at this point. These are two teams with an absolute identity crisis on their hands. It's air raid at Wisconsin right now. I don't think their athletes match up with Bama very well. But also, when you talk about the downhill physical style of defense that Wisconsin usually plays with, I don't think Bama matches up with them extremely well either offensively. They had 12 penalties a week ago and brought back about 180 yards of offense in the first half. I don't think it's that ugly, and I still think Bama wins. But under 50 points up at Camp Randall at noon. On Saturday,
Wisconsin
tomorrow.
Running the air raid is like it's parallel crazy. Universe weirdness.
Yeah. Give me the under 50 on that one as my lock.
All right. History tells me that when Georgia, the last 5 years, plays Kentucky, the score other than, I believe it was last year, the score is close, within 22 points, especially when it's at Kentucky. Because last two games in Kentucky, the score was 14-3, and the score was 16-6. So everything in the world tells me that I should pick Kentucky to cover the 22. It ain't happening.
I agree.
Kirby is going to let the dogs eat. They will win.
Let the big dogs eat.
Handedly, they will cover the 22. Book it. Go to the bookie. Call him right now. Tell him Squidbilly sent you. Mm. And if you lose, it's on you.
Look at
Give
Garrett
me Georgia
Gaffin
to cover
plus.
The 22.
I agree with that totally. My NFL game, Tampa Bay and Detroit. Baker Mayfield just has seemed to – he has found a home. He and Mike Evans are simpatico. You got Chris Godwin in the mix too. And Baker thrived in chaos last week, throwing four touchdown passes in that victory. Detroit coming off the overtime win over the Rams. I'm sorry. You got to watch out for Tampa Bay this year. Tampa Bay wins at 27-23.
Interesting. Interesting. I'm actually going to go with another NFC South game similar to that, but I'm going to go over with the Los Angeles Chargers heading in to Charlotte this weekend to take on the Panthers. I got the Chargers right now at 6.5-point favorites. Panthers were absolutely lifeless. Not that the Chargers were great. Panthers were lifeless a week ago. You also now lost your captain on defense and Derek Brown. I'm not sure what that team is or how they can possibly keep any games close, much less a team that I think is going to be really well coached. And also, look for all those Ladd McConkey jerseys in the stands as the Chargers head into Charlotte, man. It's just up the road. So I think that one right there, if you score a touchdown, you're winning. That one, give me the Chargers minus the points up in Charlotte this weekend against the Panthers.
All right, for my final pick, Sam Darnold, he's feeling himself. He had a good first impression with Vikings fans. Wins his opener, but he won his opener in a game that Jonathan Greenard, new defensive end for the Vikings, said he felt sorry for the opposing team's quarterback and the opposing team. Well, you know what? Jonathan Greenard will not feel sorry for Brock Purdy this week. In fact, it might be Brock Purdy who's feeling sorry for Jonathan Greenard. This is a 5-point spread in Minnesota. It's a 1 o'clock kick. This is trap game written all over it for San Francisco. But that is also not happening. They will throw the ball more. You're going to see Ayuk and Debo eat on Sunday along with George Kittle. Give me the Niners covering the 5 points. San Francisco all day long. Mm. You can also tell your bookie that Squidbilly sent you. Mm. Now let's recap.
I won't be telling mine anything because I don't like that at all.
Let's recap. Mike is 3-4. I am 3-4. And Rob is 2-4 on the season. So we're clearly experts at this.
Yeah, it's very easy.
I need to play small ball and start creating some offense that way. My pitching's been good, but I'm still 2-4.
Yeah,
I'm
very
telling,
easy stuff.
Mike,
ATS.
I will make a side bet with you that San Francisco covers.
All right, we can do that.
I am very confident in this game. Sam Darnold is still Sam Darnold.
Can I give one of y'all a punishment for whoever the biggest loser is?
Uh-oh.
Can one of y'all get a punishment?
Yeah, if you take
humiliation ritual.
Sounds very ominous. I don't know.
So is that a yes?
Do you have something in mind or what?
I don't know.
I don't have anything in
when
mind.
Are you going to hand this punishment out like next Wednesday when you finally come back or what?
No, the punishment will be handed out at the end of football season, of course.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant on just this
No,
game.
Whoever
oh, yeah.
finishes with the worst
yeah, I'm,
record.
Yeah, I'm game with that.
They get a punishment. And it's whatever I choose. It won't be anything too crazy.
It sounds creepy. You're going to hand out a punishment at the end of the year?
Not like I mean, that, obviously,
Bo. Don't make it worse than it already is.
I don't know. We'll have to discuss.
Just think about it.
I need to know what the
make
punishment is.
Make us do the elephant
is.
Walk or what?
I'm not going to agree to a random punishment from Dylan Matthews.
You know what?
Who has duct tape all over the front end of his car. I just can't buy in.
It wasn't my fault that I have duct tape. That's another story for another day. But you're right, Bo. I'll level with you. I'll think of the punishment, and then when I decide...
You haven't thought of a punishment.
I haven't, but when I think of one, I'll put it out there, and we'll discuss.
Whatever the punishment is, you'll probably witness up in Philadelphia on Monday night. One of those fans will be doing it in the parking lot, whatever it is.
Yeah, well, if Dylan wears the Falcons gear, he might be the one getting the punishment Monday night.